Good morning. I don't fucking know, man. This is so... What are you niggas doing? Y'all tell me what y'all are doing. There's nothing to talk about this week, man. I'm gonna figure something out, but we gonna get the music started. This is Alicia Keys with In Common.
Said I'd be gone by 5, but it's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night usually means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, you look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be messed up too. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be messed up too. We used to talk till midnight, all those days that you stayed at my house. We were just passing the time. When we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Getting high on our supply, yeah, we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common. If I'm being honest with you, we got way too much in common. I'm being honest with you. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be messed up too. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be messed up too. Messed up too. Messed up too. Just like you.
And now the fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, 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 black and gold.
That was Sam Sparrow with Black and Gold. All right, so I do have a few things to talk about. It's going to be very, very, very sparingly, though, just because, you know, I don't know. Like, I know that I'm meant to talk about things, but I don't know if I'm necessarily meant to be the person researching them, which is obviously the hardest thing about doing a podcast by myself, is that I just don't care about a lot of shit. I can give my input on shit if it's brought to me, but I don't care enough to keep up with trends or popular culture unless it directly pertains to music. So anyways, let's talk about James Charles really quickly and this whole Tati situation that's going down. I don't necessarily care about that. Let me just say that. I don't care. And the reason why I don't care is I watched Homegirl's 43-minute video talking about why she's no longer dealing with James. Let me just be very clear. So over the past maybe 2 years, I've gotten really into YouTube. And I mean, when I say really into YouTube, I mean really into YouTubers. I made my transition into watching mainly YouTube back in 2016. And when I was watching YouTube, it was mainly just music videos, and I had a couple people I subscribed to, but they were just people that did music. They weren't necessarily people that had anything to do with anything other than producing or traveling musicians or something like that. So like people like Andrew Wong or I Am Legend or these type of people were the type of people that I watched. And then about 2017, I'm sitting at home one day and this young lady named Tana Mojo comes across my screen. Every time something new and interesting comes across my screen, I just say to myself, and sometimes even out loud, what the fuck am I doing? And what that means is I'm not doing anything that's gonna stop me from seeing what this is about right now. So I'm gonna just check it out. So I click on the video, cute girl. She was funny a little bit. I watch a couple more of her videos. Pretty soon, 2 hours later, I'm down the rabbit hole and I've seen damn near every Tana Mojo video. I fuck around and subscribe. It is what it is. Now, I will say this is before she got really annoying. And I do still love Tana Mojo, don't get me wrong. But it's just like now, it's like, all right, now we just finna do shit to get views because, bitch, everything I do get views. You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, with Tana Mojo comes the Jeffree Stars and the Jake Pauls and, of course, the James Charles. And, of course, I'm not watching no goddamn James Charles video just because his demographic is not for me. It's strict. I don't do makeup. I don't give a shit about makeup. I'm a grown-ass man. Like, it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Which that was worded poorly. Men and makeup, that's fine. That wasn't what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say, wait, why am I qualifying on my motherfucking podcast? I'm not homophobic. Anyways, I'm not watching James Charles. James Charles is not for me. But I have heard that he's a bit of an asshole. And he's also like 19. So whenever you give, I don't think James Charles was ever broke. I never heard about James Charles ever being broke, poor, from the hood, like nothing. So whenever you give a young privileged teen more privilege and he starts acting a certain way, are you really surprised? And this was all just like, from now going back to the Tati shit, it was all just like high school shit. You're mad at him because he did an ad for a brand that rivals your brand, and now you can't talk to him anymore. But before that, you were like a motherly figure. You were helping him get deals. All this. And I'm like, not to mention the young woman Tati is 37. So let me give backstory, because I feel like I'm so bad at that right now. Tati is apparently a makeup powerhouse. Apparently, she one of the most poppinest bitches on YouTube when it comes to makeup. I say one of, because even though she helped mentor James Charles from when he was 17, she has 3 million subscribers. He has 14 million, and that's as of yesterday, because apparently, according to this whole thing, he has lost a million subscribers. Damn. Like, it's almost like you have $1 million and then you have $2 million and then you spend a dollar. You're still a millionaire. So I have no sympathy for him on that. You'll be fine. But she has this company that sells vitamins, and he apparently did an ad for a vitamin company because they offered to give him security at Coachella if he were to do the ad. Now, here's where I'm confused. Why the fuck does James Charles need security? I understand he's very popular. Well, okay, new question. Excuse me. Why can't James Charles buy his own security? Like, why did he need to do an ad? You gotta think, I'm a regular dude. So, like, the whole Instagram ad thing is really confusing to me. Why do you need to do an ad to get security? I'm sure you got a bag, bro. Like, I'm sure you, if you have, okay, for those of you who are kind of unaware, the YouTube algorithm is very weird, but people are making money from YouTube. And it depends on who you are, how much money you make from a YouTube video. So a small YouTuber, which, by the way, let me just say that 1 million subscribers on YouTube is considered to be a small platform in 2019. That is crazy. So 14 million is insane. So 14 million subscribers, and he averages maybe 6 million per video. I think that's how many views he averages. Excuse me. This shit starting to sound like the first episode. So if I go to his YouTube here, and I'm taking my time today because we ain't got nothing else to do. So if I go to his YouTube here, 13 million. So he's lost another million subscribers. 13.8 million subscribers, right? He averages, yeah, anywhere between 6 to 10 million views per video. And according to Tati, he gets about 2,500 a video. Now, that's not a lot, but I don't think that's true anymore. I think that might have been a situation that was prior. So let me tell you what I learned from a young woman named, it wasn't Tana though, I forget her name, and I don't watch her videos anymore, so who cares. So the way the YouTube algorithm does work is that you get anywhere between seven and 20 bucks per 1,000 views on a video, right? So let's say his latest video has, and that was the latest video that he has up, is 33 million views, right? So we're going to divide 33. Well, I don't know if it'll let me on this calculator. Yep, 33 million, divide that. Oh, shit. Divide that by 1,000. 33,000 and times that by 20. $660,000 from that video. Now, your popularity depends, that number 7 to 20, that's called a CPM. So a CPM is, I don't know what the acronym stands for, pretty much it's like how much money you get per 1,000 views on a video, right? And the more popular you are, the higher that number is, but I think the cap is $20. I would assume that James Charles is averaging $20 per 1,000 views. If you have 33 million views on a video and your video got you $660,000, fuck that video though. Let's go to a video that was two videos before that. Now, mind you, let me just say, I don't know shit. I don't know shit. I am not a YouTuber. I don't know shit about shit. So, this is all based off of information that was given to me on the internet. So, 13 million, right? That's an easy number. Divide that by 1,000. Because 2 weeks ago, he dropped a video that got 13 million views. 13,000 and then times that by 20. That's still $260,000, bro. You could afford security. And if Shorty is your man, like if that's your man's, you could have just foregoed all of that shit because you could afford a security. Did you not want to pay for security yourself because you were too busy buying outfits with your ass out at Coachella? Like, this is so confusing to me. What is up with these white people, bro? And then more importantly, what is up with these like YouTube influencers? Like, nobody knows who they are, but everybody knows who they are. And why the fuck do I have to give a shit about James Charles? Like, why is that all over my newsfeed? That is so amazing. And I'm not saying that. I talk weird, so please excuse me. I'm not saying that to be, like, malicious when I say that. I'm saying, like, it's amazing that what's taking over our newsfeed is a nigga on YouTube that do makeup. Like, and apparently he was like the first cover boy, and congrats to him on that, because that's breaking down barriers. But we give so much of a fuck about people who are just regular ass people. Like, all right, you know how there's like huge industries and shit? Like, there's a huge makeup industry. I have never set foot like in a makeup party. And this nigga is like the king of eyeshadow. You see what I'm saying? It's so crazy to me. Like, this nigga is the king of eyeshadow. And if it wasn't for the fact that I randomly stumbled upon Tana Mojo, I would have never heard of him. I think it's just even more nuts to me that our celebrities just made it their own way. Like, I've never seen James on TV. Now, mind you, I don't have cable, but I've never seen him on TV. I think he has a song out, but I don't play that, so I'm not finna hear that. But just the fact that, and then this Tati woman, like apparently, cause like James is known for being catty and being, you know, annoying and all this other shit, and being kind of he's kind of an asshole. And I was watching the Tati video, and she just kind of was like breaking him down. I mean, this is a grown ass woman. She's 37 years old. This nigga's 19. Like, come on, my nigga, I'm about to smoke you. And so she's talking, and after the whole video was done, I was like, yo, that's a bad bitch. Like, the way she was kind of like picking at him, picking him apart, telling him what it is and what it wasn't finna be. Like, it was kind of like, oh, so he's met his match. Like, you can't go against that. You can't run that. But nigga, I don't give a fuck about no James Charles and no Ty. It was just interesting that was brought to me. Like, yo, did you see this? And I'm like, no, I didn't see anything. But I don't know. Let me know if y'all care about that shit. I didn't really care about it. I just, like I said, I just always am fascinated by how the internet is just running our lives right now. How a major scandal is coming from YouTube. That's crazy. This is bigger than Jay. What's the nigga name? Not Jake, but his brother. I don't care. The nigga that went to the suicide forest. That nigga. This is bigger than that. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. But other than that, I don't really give a shit. We're gonna get right back into the music. This is Ray Louise. I'm so sorry. Ray Louise with Settle Down.
So don't
Sherry Dennis with I Love You. And I know that was like an interesting kind of song to play there, but I saw this thing on BET last night, and by BET I meant on YouTube in the BET channel, and it was Finding Sherry Dennis, and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck happened to Sherry Dennis? So I watched the video, and I just shake my head, man, because it's two separate things that happened to Sherry Dennis. For one, I didn't know Sherry Dennis was signed since the 90s. I didn't know that. Sherry Dennis is 39. When I looked on Wikipedia and I saw that poor Sherry Dennis was 39, I felt in the pit of my stomach, I just felt for her, because damn, you wasted your whole life running through the industry getting fucked. Like, that's why people like Joe Budden, like, they should be a step, because Joe Budden is 38 and he's the most successful he's ever been, but he's been in the industry since he was 21. He got lucky, though. That's a lucky one. Sherry Dennis could walk down the street right now, nobody can know who the fuck she is. That is in. She even had this. She's changed her name to Sherry Coke now. So two things happened to Sherry Dennis. For one, it's the industry itself, right? But the most important thing that I've been telling people for years and years and years and years and years and years, it's the bad boy curse. Stop signing to bad boy. Stop. Stop signing to bad boy. It's never a good look. Like, don't ever do that, bro. It's never a good idea to sign to bad boy. Look at the last few acts that have signed to Bad Boy. You, Danity Kane, Day 26. I think they just put a record out and no one cared. And I'm pretty sure these niggas, like, I think Diddy be pimping these niggas. Because for one, you know they're getting fucked over, bro. You know they are. You know they're getting fucked over. Yet, in every interview, they never have a bad thing to say about him. They never have a bad thing to say about Diddy. Them niggas just got Q back. Them niggas was doing shit without Q for a minute. They just dropped a song October 3rd of last year called All I Want. I bet you no one's heard that. Because I'm pretty sure they had to buy that name back too. Dawn got lucky because she leaves Danity Kane, and then she gets like almost immediately into Dirty Money, which then Diddy changed the name to Diddy Dirty Money. That's terrible. And then they have a nice little run. They have a cool little album or whatever. Then Dawn breaks away from that, and then she goes and does her own thing, and then she's super popular overseas. Can't nobody tell them people overseas shit about Dawn Richard. Where the fuck is Donnie Klang at? Do you think it... Which, by the way, let me just say, you don't think it's kind of interesting that all of them, their names start with D's? Anyways. Red Cafe. Whenever I'm talking about Bad Boy, I always immediately reference Red Cafe. Because there's obvious people we can't reference. Like, we can't reference Cassie. Reason why we can't reference Cassie is because Diddy was fucking on Cassie for a long time, so she was good to go. She didn't even have to drop no album. I know she dropped the album and it was like whisper singing, and then it was fire, but it was like a long time ago. She dropped one album. That's what happens with all these niggas. They drop one album and then they go away. So Red Cafe, right? You can't talk about French because French is super independent, has been doing his own thing for years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Red Cafe has 12 mixtapes. I'm gonna let y'all hold that for a second. 12 mixtapes since 2005. One EP that was released in 2014. an album that was released with DJ Envy in 2007. And Red Cafe has been dropping albums, dropping mixtapes on Bad Boy for digital download. Red Cafe has 12 mixtapes and no album. Why are niggas still signing to Bad Boy? Why? What would be the point of that? So that you can not get your music heard? Because if that's the case, do that. If you don't ever want your music to be heard, if you want to come out, drop an album, and then 20 years later be on BET finding when motherfuckers asking you, yo, that one song that you dropped was a slap. What happened to you? If you want to be that way, what happened to all the... Yo, where's Loon at? Rest in peace, Craig Mack. Where's all these niggas at? I'm telling you, bro. These niggas be signing the Bad Boy, be getting the straight up, here's a joint that's gonna make us $100 million and then we can leave you alone. Like, Sherry's like, oh, well, I was signed to Bad Boy and I mean, they gave me money every month even though I wasn't working, and then they released me and cut me a check. I'm like, bitch, that's cool and all, but I didn't come here to just make money and sit on my ass. I came here to make some records. Like, That I Love You joint was like a really good record, and I feel like if Sherry Dennis had had her chance to bug out, she would have bodied some shit. Because I went and heard a Sherry Coke song and it was whack. But every song that comes immediately after you being dropped from a label is going to be whack because you don't know yourself. Because you spent so much time being up under a label and a microscope that the label was telling you what the fuck you're supposed to be. So of course I heard it. It was whack. There's no Sherry Coke music on Apple Music. I've already checked. To search YouTube for the term Sherry Coke, you're not finding it. I don't know. So, and she's 39. Like, honestly, if you started bodying shit right now, you probably got a smooth maybe 5 or 6 years before you gotta figure something else out. Not to mention, all you've ever wanted to do is sing. We barely got to hear you do that. We've never seen you act anywhere, so it's not like you can transition and do a TV show or talk TV or some shit like that. Like, you're kind of stuck. And I feel like the new thing that artists who were popping at one point are gonna be doing is like podcasts. Like, if you get popping and then you fail on that, while you figure shit out, just start a podcast. Because everybody likes a good podcast. Everybody likes a podcast. Like, your first podcast, niggas are gonna give you a fair shake. They're gonna see what you're talking about. And then after that, they're just like, nah. That's fucked up. Like, and it's like every time too. It's like, yo, look, much respect to Puff, man. And I only say much respect to Puff because at the end of the day, you've been around for a long time, homie, and you've been doing a lot of good things. So I could never shit on a nigga who was doing a lot of things and making a lot of moves and shit like that. But yo, stop signing a Bad Boy. Just, it's the Bad Boy curse, man. You've never heard of a good situation where a motherfucker, like, except for like the main stars, like Big, rest in peace, Faith. Other than that, where the fuck is Total at? Where the fuck 702? Where are all these people at? Y'all niggas need to stop signing the Bad Boy. Just be independent, bro. And that's the thing. Niggas have been being independent for years. Like, you could have did this shit on your own. You could have been popping on your own at the very least. Like, niggas like St. John is popping overseas. Niggas don't even know him here yet. Because he just been independent. He been doing what the fuck he want to do, bro. Like, stop looking for these people to try and sell you these bum-ass dreams, because all it's going to do is make you sad when they get their money from you and they fuck you over. Getting back into the music now, this is Kevin Michael with If I Ain't Got You.
myself to blame. Now you're gone and I can't stop thinking of you. Every time I hear your name, I think of what I've done again and again. See, I'm all alone tonight with just a memory. And baby, you're a million miles away. I can't take another day.
If I ain't got you,
there was nothing I could do to turn you away. I know that things have changed forever. When I look into your eyes, all I see now is a tear in my eyes. I'm all alone tonight with just a memory.
Something and it reminded me of you. I know we ain't the same now. Your youth would drive me crazy, but now I feel like talking. Cause talking to you has always been kind of cool.
Just kind of cool.
So tell me the rules. If calling this late would probably make your girl go world star. She don't understand us, she won't understand us. I know how girls are. But you said you love me, so always loving me is what you're gonna do. cause I'll always love you, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
I wonder what you got me saved at. I know we can't still be baby, but I still hope it's something special. Cause everyone knows when someone is special, they get stored a special way. It's been 2 hours and a half, and don't you think it's crazy that somebody from your past can keep you on the phone longer than your lady? I know it's crazy, right? So tell me the rules. If calling is late, we'll probably make your girl go world star. She don't understand it, she won't understand us. I know how girls are. But you said you love me, so always loving me is what you're gonna do.
Cause I'll always love you, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
What are the rules?
You, you, you.
To an obstructive view, when you knew the picture was bigger. Who am I kidding? Knew from the beginning you'd ruin everything. You do it every time. You are my enemy. You are no friend of mine, motherfucker. You motherfucking right. You motherfucking right. I'm bitter. You motherfucking right. I'm triggered. You motherfucking right. I wanna fuck you right now. I just turned the lights out now. And you know when the sun go down, that's when it would all go down. Been a minute, been a while. Ain't let nobody hit it since you with it. You know you always know what to do with it. But ain't no me and you without you in it. Damn, I'm about to burn this bitch down. Think I need to lie down. Cause I'm not trying to wild out now. But right now, don't know what I'm capable of. Might fuck around and go crazy on cuz. Might fuck around, have to pay me in blood. This ain't the way that you want it. Might catch a case in this bitch. Don't let me catch you face to face in this bitch. Trying my hardest not to disrespect you. After what you did, man, what you expected? You motherfucker, you motherfucking right. You motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I tryna let the time fly, yeah. Tryna let the time go by. Tryna let the time heal all. Tryna let the time kill all of our memories. All you meant to me. All that history. All that's history. I'll calm down eventually. Fall back eventually. Please call me back eventually. Fall back into me, yeah. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I don't know what happened. You know all of my bad habits. You know it's hard for me to control that shit, man. Cause when I get mad, I get big mad. Should've never did that, get back. About to feel the wrath of a menace in my bag. And my feelings, I'm a bad little bitch, you know. I'm triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out my way. Triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out of my way. You need to stay out of my way. You need to stay out of my way.
That was Jen. Kene Aiko with Triggered. And as you know, Kene Aiko and Big Sean, they broke up. I don't know if we care. We care? I like them. I did like them. I was one of the few people in the universe who actually liked 2088, so that, you know, we're probably not going to get any more of those for a while, and I'm sad about that. But I don't know, it was kind of one of those, it was kind of a sticky situation, right? Because Kene Aiko, she did some weird shit and left her nigga to be with Big Sean. Big Sean left Naya Rivera, which is fine, and they were a thing. And then when they broke up, Kene went on hiatus from life while Big Sean randomly started fucking Ariana Grande again. This is all high school, bro. All of this shit is, I'm telling you, this shit is so, like, you niggas are in the public eye. But Kene makes really good sad songs, and she's gonna blast you. Big Sean has been very cold as of late. His last record, I Decided, was the last record, I do believe. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it because I am no longer, I used to be a huge fan of Big Sean. Like, back when he came out with Get You Some and Finally Famous, and then the mixtapes preceding that. And the Detroit mixtape and all that. And then when he put out that Hall of Fame, I was like, oh no, bro. And then Dark Sky Paradise came out, and I was like back on the wagon for a little bit. And then I Decided it came, and I was just like, you know what? Seems like he's gonna be a hit miss kind of guy. At 26 years old, I don't have time for hit and miss artists, my nigga. So, I think I'm interested to see where this goes as far as their back and forth, because I do think that a good back and forth is needed in music today, where I don't know, I'm a fan of people fleshing out their problems, but I'm a fan of them doing it in a way that'll entertain me. Like, I'm not entertained by Love and Hip Hop. I don't watch that. I don't watch reality TV. So none of that shit I care about. Especially when it gets extra messy and the niggas just start being stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's just for clicks and shit like that. Like, if niggas can get some good shit off, but at the same time, like, make a good record out of it, I'm happy with it. I guess my next question is, so how do people feel about being in public relationships? Because I think that has to be the hardest thing. Is being in a relationship and everybody knows it. So that when y'all split, it's an event. You see what I'm saying? It's never one of those things where I don't know. It's like every bit of my move is under a microscope. Every move that I make is under a microscope. So if I do one small thing now, the Shade Room or, you know, one of these blog sites, they have my information and they're just telling people I was out with so-and-so. Take Joe Budden and Sin Santana's breakup recently, where he was out with some model bitch. Damn, the nigga can't just go kick it with one of his model friends? Like, they're talking about how they was holding hands. I saw a grainy ass video. I ain't seen nobody holding no hands. And even if they were, so what? Like, damn, I can't walk down the street with a bitch? That's crazy. What do we think is going to happen with this falling out? Because it seems as though Kene is pissed off. And I'm more interested, and they were together for a long time. Like, what year did 2088 come out? And that was a great record, too. And that's another thing. I hate the idea of committing to someone so hard that y'all make a record together and now, like, when y'all break up, now y'all can't play that music anymore. 2016, right? And I do believe it was like late 2015 when we got wind of it. Like, they were together for a long time, like 2.5 years, three years, 2.5 to 3 years. And now, I mean, I can imagine that Janae is pissed off. I can imagine that all this time I spent building with this nigga. Because 3 years, I mean, nowadays, time moving real fast. After about 5 years, y'all might have to start talking about something. Especially because you got to think, Janae is low-key famous. Janae has been making really great music for years, and it has been like one of the, oh yeah, and by the way type of people. Big Sean, on the other hand, is majorly famous and has been famous since I was in high school. So, I guess, it's just like the dynamic of them two. Like, you spent all this time building an empire with somebody just for it to be fucked up. I wonder what happened. Because it seemed like, you know how, it was like the perfect piece. Like, it was like a puzzle piece. Like, it's like, oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense. And then, like, you just leave it alone. It was like that, like, with them. Like, J and B. I don't know how we ever lived in a universe where Jay-Z and Beyonce weren't together. Because it just makes so much sense. In the grand scheme of things. It makes so much sense. You have Janae and Big Sean who just, they just seem like they fit together. Who the fuck I'm gonna see Janae with now? Like, and Janae doesn't seem like the type of nigga to kick it, like, be around a bunch of niggas. Like, I mean, she is, but I mean in the sense of, like, be around, like, be fucking on a bunch of niggas. I don't think Janae Aiko has a come through. I know Big Sean has a come through because he's fucking on her right now. That's the other thing that's weird. Weren't you and Mac Miller homies? Like, how do y'all share a bitch? That's weird, too. God bless the dead. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. But still. Like, how do y'all share a bitch? This shit is high school. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm getting my nose out of it. God bless you all. This is this is Beyonce with Before I Let Go.
What is that?
Go.
Coachella. In boots with the ghost feathers. I brought the squad with me. Black on black bandanas. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana. Singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Turn around, take it inside. And twirl that ass to the right. Drop, pop, cross your legs, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp and you step. Swag the right, surf the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
Yeah. You can say I'm plain Jane, but it's not the same. No, I ain't in the big names, but I like nice things. I watch boxing matches and the football games. I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy quiet nights at home, the girl I'm next to you. Though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you.
City High with Caramel, and then before that you had Rough Ends with No More. That's right, that is right, that is right. New music, everybody, new music time. Not much came out, but it's worth talking about. You obviously have Logic, second album in couple months, I want to say, because he just dropped that Supermarket record, which I heard was very bad. I haven't heard anything about this record yet, but I also do not listen to Logic, so I probably won't hear anything about this record. But Logic has a new album out called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. If you're interested, please check it out. Gentleman by the name of Mark Anthony, which we all know, dated Jennifer Lopez a long time ago. I don't know why he still pops up in my recommended shit, but whatever. Has an album out called Opus, so if you're a Mark Anthony fan, there you go. Ari Lennox, Shea Butter Baby, Bang Bang, came out last week. I heard one of the songs from it, wasn't a fan, so I don't know if I'll be hearing this album, but God bless her. James Bay is back with a new record called Oh My Messy Mind. It is an EP. RL Grime has a record out called Nova Pure. The Emotional Oranges have a record out called The Juice, Volume 1, which means there will be a Volume 2. Have not heard them a lot, but I've heard good things. Shaggy has a record out called Wagwan. which it's patois for what's going on. I do not speak patois, but I know that wagwan means what's going on. So Jay Guapo, I just know that name. I don't know who that person is. I just know that name. It's called From Nothing Part 1. All these niggas dropping part 1s. I had to do a part 1 myself, goddamn. Let's see. This album art looks dope, so I'm going to just shout it out. On the Line, it's by a young woman by the name of Adela. It has an EP called On the Line. Looks cool. So you got a shout out from me, sweetheart. The Newsboys dropped an album called United. They had a really good song called Miracles that I liked back in 2011. So they have a new record out. I think they're a gospel group, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they're a gospel rock band. But they make cool poppy tunes. And those are all the names I'm recognizing so far. So check those joints out, my friends. Let me see if over here. Oh, Sierra. Goddamn. Sierra has a record out called Beauty Marks. What the fuck? Didn't even know that. Sierra has a record out. That's weird to say. Because I think her last record came out like five. What the fuck? When was her last record? 2013? You got me. No, wait. 2015, Jackie. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. I might have to see what's up with that. Yeah. That's the new music for this week. I'm going to go ahead and hop right back into it. For all my neo soul hoes, I'm just playing. This is Erykah Badu with Bag Lady.
Dragging all them bags.
was Erykah Badu with Bag Lady. Classic on that. And that was it. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with more shit to talk about. I freaked this one. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I kind of bodied this just a little bit. I ain't had shit to talk about, but I made it work. And that's what real niggas do. This is the 10th episode, so I want to thank everybody for listening for 10 whole ass episodes to my boring ass voice and me struggling to get through topics. It's been a fun ride, and we're gonna keep it moving. Next week, we're starting on the road to 20. Hopefully, we can get this bitch to 365. That's what I'm hoping for. Well, 52 episodes would be a full year, so I'm not doing a podcast every day. You got me fucked up. But yeah, if you have any questions or anything you want me to talk about, please email me. Yeah, please email me at themorningplaylist@yahoo.com. And we're going to exit on some rap today. This is a gentleman by the name of Kimba, and the song is called Deadass. And we'll see you next Monday. You guys have a good week.
Bullshit, I'm calling bullshit. I'm from New York where they pull shit and keep it pushing. My teacher bet I'd be a hoodlum, I bet I would. And I saw a way out and I took it. They overlooked me, I caught them looking. Back and we doing numbers. My niggas help me sweep the ball like I'm with the thunder. I know some niggas from my hood, never leave the jungle. They say they tryna see the world, but he's Stevie Wonder, can only wander. The meeting is at 4, but I'll be late.
Deadass.
I had to blame it on the MTA.
Deadass.
Ozzy called and hit me with the yurt, so I hit him with the yurt. Said we been through all the worst, we about to break the curse. I got niggas on my jack asking me to do a verse. Either debit or it's cash or whatever you prefer. Now it's let me hit you back, I get money on the first. Soon as I get paid from work, we can work. Bullshit, I'm calling bullshit. I'm from the Bronx where they pull shit and keep it pushing. My teacher bet I'd be a hoodlum, I bet I would. And I saw a way out and I took it. They overlooked me, I caught them looking. Back then I used to wish it. Now everything I wanted back coming to fruition. I'm letting nothing in my path like I'm superstitious. But niggas step into this crack like it's no addition, like we envision. The meeting is at 4, but I'll be late. I had to blame it on the MTA. And lately feel like nothing big's at stake. All my competition's dead, I might battle Big's estate. Niggas fuck with Mary Jane, but they selling Mary Kate. We don't got no Medicaid, all my niggas medicate. Though my future set in stone, thought I would accept my fate. You know who said I would fall, if you wanna set that straight, set a date, bitch. Bullshit, I'm calling bullshit. I'm from the point where they push it and keep it pushing. My teacher bet I'd be a hoodlum, I bet I would. And I saw a way out and I took it. They overlooked me, I caught them looking. Back and we doing numbers. My niggas help me sweep the ball like I'm with the thunder. I know some niggas from my hood, never leave the jungle. They say they tryna see the world, but he's Stevie Wonder, can only wander.
Deadass.